أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وإذا حكمتم بين الناس أن تحكموا بالعدل، إن الله نعما يعظكم به، إن الله كان سميعا بصيرا. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala commands you that you render back trust to those they are due to. And when you judge between people, you judge with justice. How excellent is the advice Allah Ta'ala grants you. For Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala hears and sees all things. In the pre-Islamic days, the affairs related to the Baytullah were divided amongst the prominent people of the Quraysh. One family was in charge of the maintenance of the Baytullah. Some people were in charge of taking care of the Hajis, etc., etc. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu was in charge of providing water to the Hajis and maintaining the Baytullah. On one occasion prior to the Hijrat, Hazrat Rasulullah SAW desired to enter into the Baytullah. The keeper or the doorkeeper of the Baytullah was Usman bin Talha. And the Rasulullah SAW requested that if he could give him the keys, that Nabi SAW may enter the Baytullah. And he flatly refused. Rasulullah SAW then announced to him that perhaps, O Usman, you will see these keys in my hands one day, and then I'll have the total control. I will have the control of the keys to who I can give it and to who I can allow admission into the Baytullah. Usman bin Talha, not yet a Muslim, he says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that day will be a very disgraceful day for the Quraysh. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, no, that will be a day of honor for the Quraysh. They will be flourishing on that day. And time passed until it was the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. And then Nabi Sallam had called and summoned Usman bin Talha and asked him for the keys. He entered into the Baytullah, and as he was exiting, Abbas radiallahu anhu and perhaps Ali radiallahu anhu both requested if they could be given the honor of keeping the Baytullah, the keys of the Baytullah. Rasulullah SAW received the wahi at that time that Allah Ta'ala commands to render trust to those they are due. And he called for Usman bin Talha and gave him the keys. Though on the one end, it was his son-in-law and cousin Ali radiallahu anhu, and the other person was his dear uncle Abbas radiallahu anhu. But in conformity with the verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala commands that you render back trust to those they are due. When we talk of trust, generally we confine it to some property that we have. Someone's property that he had entrusted us with, we confine trust to that only. But it is a broader meaning to trust, like you see in this verse. That it wasn't just a property, rather it was a position and a post. So these positions also are trusts. When we hand over people positions, offices, especially that positions and offices that relate to public affairs, then one needs to be very, very careful in this regards in two respects. One is, does the person have the capability of executing the affairs related to that position? And number two, is he trustworthy and reliable? These positions are not given because of family relationship, not because of color and race, not because of him being your countryman. Rather, it is on account of the person being able, he is capable of discharging the affairs that are related to that office. And he in himself is trustworthy, he is reliable and honest. If these important conditions are not conformed to, then the entire public suffers. For example, it is the waterworks and someone is made in charge of the waterworks. So you give it on the basis of him being a family member, not on the capability and trustworthiness and honesty of the person. What happens is thereafter, there is a wastage of this office or this position then is destroyed, it's ruined, it's not respected, and thousands and millions of people suffer thereafter. What was the reason for them suffering is you've given the office to a person that was either incapable or either not reliable and honest. As a result, he mismanaged and people in general begin to suffer. So therefore the hadith warns, when position is given to people that are unreliable, then wait for Qiyamah. There is not going to be any system, no order, no discipline. Then how is the administration of the world going to go smoothly? That is also warns that the person that gives positions to people that are not worthy and capable, then no ibadat of his is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Not a farz ibadat, not a nafal ibadat. And in fact, that is also warns that such a person has cheated Allah Ta'ala, his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and people in general. So one is that trust that we know of as property, then there is the second type of trust as we know of as positions, etc., and affairs related to public matters. And trust also relates to secrets. When people have confided in you, then al-majalisu bil amana, then you need to honor their secret as well. Whatever they have told you in confidence, then that must be kept as a secret. Then the fourth situation is where someone consults with you. He wants to open up a business or he wants to make nikah and he consults with you. Then falyushirhu bima huwa sani'un li nafsi. Then you must be very careful in your giving him that advice. Give him good, sound advice. What you would think best in, under the circumstance and situation, you will tell him. Even though it goes against your values, your advantages, but when he's consulted with you, he's consulted with you thinking that you're the most reliable and most capable person. And if you are prejudiced and you don't show him what is most suitable, really you have misled the person, you have cheated him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. This amanat, the second command in the same verse, is to do justice. So trust and justice are such important aspects in the running of any community, any society, that everything revolves around these two points, trust and justice. When there is trust and justice, then that community will be running very healthily and very smoothly. There will be comfort all around. So these two aspects have to be included into our dealings, into our character, into our interaction, our socializing. And if these two elements are excluded from our socializing, interaction, our dealings, our character, really there's not going to be any control, there's not going to be any harmony and any peace. There will be fights, there will be troubles, there's going to be misunderstanding right across. So the importance of these two elements, trust and honesty. Basically, this trust and honesty relates to three levels. One is it relates to the affairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His commandments and His prohibitions. So one needs to understand, needs to be very careful that he's executing them correctly. Allah has entrusted you with his commands, he's entrusted you with his prohibitions. So you need to see that these are being executed correctly, whether it's namaz, whether it is roza, whether it is any other command of his, but you've been entrusted with his commands, so you're doing it correctly, you are doing it with the understanding of a trust that you have been entrusted by Allah Ta'ala, you are a trustee, so you need to execute this trust correctly. Then, at the second level is the trust that relates to people. People have told you something, or it's their property, or it is something that they have held in confidence. Then you need to see that you execute this also correctly. You don't breach the trust with them in any respect. So you are trustworthy and you are just. Not just trustworthy, but you are trustworthy and you are just as well. And the third type of trust is that which relates to your personal self. Your personal self is those limbs, those organs that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you and bestowed you. So you use them correctly. The eyes are a trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You use them accordingly, understanding that this is a trust. You're not going to breach a trust. He's given you this eyes, and this has been entrusted to you. It doesn't belong to you. It's entrusted to you. You will use it in the way that it is pleasing to Allah ta'ala. The ears are a trust. You will listen to things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not your own property. You will not just listen to any talk and any type of discussion. You will see to it that it doesn't include any ghibat, any music, anything that is wrong, anything that will incite problems and troubles. So this is the third type of trust, the trust that relates to your personal self. So overall, three levels of trust, one that relates to Allah Ta'ala and his affairs, prohibitions and commandments, then affairs that relate to people, socializing, dealings, character, etc., interaction with people, you make sure that you hold their trust correctly and you are fair in all your works. You will deal with people like how you would like them to deal with yourself. So you are fair and you are trustworthy with people as well. And then the third level of trust is within your own self. The gifts that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you, whether it is wealth, whether it is this feet, this organs, limbs, etc., that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed you, don't consider it to be your own, that you can do and act in it freely. Rather, consider it as a trust of Allah Ta'ala, that you have been entrusted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use them correctly and to use them in a way that will be pleasing to Allah ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نِعِمَّا يَعِيزُكُمْ بِهِ. How excellent is this advice that Allah ta'ala bestows you. And remember, Allah ta'ala is all hearing and all seeing.